A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Let's get back to our best ever concert. And Neil, you've got a few different categories in this one. You've got a few different concerts you've been to. It was a tough choice, wasn't it?
It was very tough because very quickly, a singer that Singaporeans won't know by name but will know by music, Darlene Love, almost made it. Darlene Love was on every major hit in the 60s. Phil Spector, she sang on Be My Baby, she sang He's a Rebel, but she also sang the greatest song, Christmas song of all time. You know, Christmas, the snow's coming down. That's her. So it was always a lifelong ambition of mine to see her sing it live. And I took my daughter 2 years ago to New York at Christmas just to hear Darlene Love sing Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home at Christmas.
Wow.
She's 77 years old. I get goosebumps just talking about it. That was almost it.
Right.
But I have to go with Oasis at Nebworth. It was the biggest gig that Britain had ever seen at that point.
Right.
Do you know, 5% of the entire population of Britain applied for tickets for those Nebworth concerts.
5%? That's a massive...
So you can literally walk down the street of London or any city on any given day and pass someone who applied for tickets for that concert. I went... Nebworth, it was the height of Britpop, Oasis, 1996. True story, I got mugged the night before at knife point. Someone held a knife to my throat. Fast forward, that became the opening chapter, that concert, that mugging, to my first book about Singapore.
Wow.
Anyone listening to this will remember, that was the prologue for my first book. And fast forward 10 or 12 years, I met Liam Gallagher. I interviewed Oasis right here in Singapore. And Liam Gallagher, the lead singer, came out with a great line. I said, Liam, I must tell you this. I went to Nebworth. It changed my life. I went to Singapore the following week. And he looked at me and said, will be that bad? which I thought was brilliant. So that's it for me. Oasis at Nebworth.
Well, what a great choice. I'm a big fan of Oasis, having lived in the UK in that mid-90s period, the Brit Rock and Pulp and the Spice Girls and all that. It was a very pivotal time, I guess, time when I really enjoyed music a lot. But I think I've got a few different concerts I want to choose from, Dom. And this, you're a similar vintage to me, and you like the classic rock.
We've got good taste.
We do. Bonnie Raitt. I saw Bonnie Raitt in concert at Hammersmith Odeon in London. That was around 1991. I'm a big fan of Bonnie Raitt. Also, I saw Elton John in concert a couple of times. I enjoyed that. I saw Van Morrison in London at the Wembley Indoor Stadium. That was very good. But I've gone for Paul McCartney at Oakland, California in 2002. And that was when he played Live and Let Die. He'd play all the Wings stuff, his solo stuff, and then he'd have the Sgt. Pepper one. And it was just brilliant. And it was the first time I'd ever seen him play live. And he still had his wits about him at that
time. And still
had
his full voice.
Yes,
not being disrespectful to him now.
Oh, he's getting old.
70, he had his birthday this week.
Yes,
I think he's 76.
77, I
77.
Think he is,
but
77.
But
wow.
In 2002, he still had the full vocal range.
And he had a good band, good young band, too.
Mm. Well, I only saw him 2 years ago when he came to Australia. And you're right, he has lost that edge.
Yes.
Of course.
He has lost that edge. Live and Let Die was brilliant when he sang that song.
Yeah.
Of course, there were some of the old Beatles songs. He paid tribute to George Harrison with the song Something, which is a classic song.
Yeah.
But yeah, he had lost the edge, but wow, 3 hours nonstop. He did that
in his mid-70s.
Three, four nights in a row.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to hand it to him. He's a legend.
I'll do 2 hours here. I'm exhausted.
Dom, your favourite concert of all time?
Well, firstly, if my son knew that Neil saw Liam Gallagher and actually met him, he would have loved him because he loves Oasis, but I don't, so just thought I'd throw that one in. Now, this band here from the 70s, they were brilliant. They hit after hit. I saw them for the Hell Freezes Over tour in Australia live. In fact, I went to Melbourne. They didn't come to Adelaide, so I actually went to Melbourne to watch them. They had not missed a beat. Now, as I mentioned earlier, standing the test of time, these guys sounded exactly the same. And if you can emulate that from all those years prior, you're doing something right. And I'm talking about the Eagles.
Yeah,
their music, The Hotel California, I'm not sure if you like that song or not, but it's one of the most popular songs in the world. They sang that to a T, Neil.
No,
you would have been singing along and tapping your foot.
Almost every listener right now, Dom, is agreeing with you.
Oh, thank you.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
The Eagles, I would argue, are easily in Singapore's top three bands.
Yeah.
I might even be in the top one. I mean, I think, but the only thing is with that, Dom, it's the overkill factor. You can't walk in to a hotel, bar, restaurant in Singapore.
No such thing as
overkill. Not again, please.
When it comes to the Eagles, and I was lucky enough to see Glenn Frey solo.
He's
passed away, unfortunately.
But
I saw his solo tour.
Yeah.
And Don Henley did a solo tour as well.
Which one was better?
That's a tough one.
Both
It's like saying which is your favourite kid.
Bad.
Yeah,
no, they're both, fantastic songwriters and the harmonies are brilliant, but If I had to choose one, I'd say Don Henley.
Yeah,
I
he's think been so. Voices
the Eagles
just a
is a good shout. Yeah. I think a lot of Singaporeans would agree with
for
you.
For sure. Okay, just quickly, we're going to go through the last part of our list. Best female artist. I've gone for Carole King because of the Tapestry album and all her songwriting as well. I know she had a fairly short career. Also like Linda Ronstadt, Alanis Morissette. There's a few others too. And my best local artist, an Australian artist. I was going to go for Crowded House, but a lot of Kiwis would be upset about that.
Kiwi.
So I'm going to go for Little River Band. So your turn.
Are they from Sydney?
They're from Melbourne, but that's close.
Oh, you're cheating. You're cheating.
A couple of them are from Adelaide.
True, you're
Glenn
right.
Shorrock, yeah. Twilight, they started in Adelaide.
Been on the show. Glenn Shorrock's been on the show. So
Twilight started in Adelaide.
You're right. No, you're right. But they actually formed in Melbourne, didn't they? Okay, your turn, guys. Quickly.
Okay, my one quickly. I picked Darling Love because I think she's got an amazing story. Darling Love sung on all the Phil Spector hits. He was an absolute psychopath, as we know. He didn't give her credit for anything. She ended up being a cleaner, a maid, and hearing her songs on the radio. So when she came back, she got a second career thanks to people like Bruce Springsteen, who would put her as a backing singer. And I saw her, and she said, "Look at me now, and where's Phil Spector? He's in prison for murder." Yeah. So karma, it comes back. Wow. So Darling Love, that's my favourite female artist.
Okay.
Well, I agree with you with Carole King and a few other artists you mentioned, but yeah, I really can't go past the lady who popped onto the scene in 1985, had the voice of an angel. Unfortunately, she passed away too young, Whitney Houston.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, good call.
The most amazing voice. Had she just about kept par with the Beatles as far as number one albums and hits goes, but she had an amazing voice and another one gone
too. She was my number two. Okay. That's a good
shout.
What
about your best local acts?
LRB, most underrated in Australia. Yeah. They had more hits in America than they did in Australia for some unknown reason. And if Frank Sinatra can say that Reminiscing is one of his favourite songs, that's good enough for me. Yep.
So you two are cheating. When you said local, I thought you meant from your hometown. I come from England. I've got the Beatles. I've got the Rolling Stones. I've got the Kings, the Clash, the Sex Pistols.
Yeah, you got a few.
Oasis.
Okay, we get
it. I actually went for my town. Okay. I went for my town.
Hang on, Glenn Shorrock is
okay, you got Glenn Shorrock,
Now you got Johnny Farnham from Dagenham.
Yeah, yeah. Johnny Dagenham, which is about the size of Topeau, Bishan. Yeah. Dagenham, my small hometown, has Billy Bragg from Barking, which is the same town. John Farnham grew up in Dagenham. And I found out Sandy Shaw, I don't know if the older listeners will know, she did Like a Puppet on a String.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's Sandy Shaw. Yeah. But I'm going to go with the band that, because Singapore
Olivia Newton-John was born in England as well.
That's right. But for my actual town of Dagenham, a band came together that older Singaporeans will know this, a band called The Tremolos. You remember the
Silence is Golden.
They sang Silence is Golden. Yeah, he knows it. And one of my favourite 60s songs, Do You Love Me?
Yeah.
I've got an actual band from my hometown.
Okay, top three. We've got limited time to give you the top three. I'm going to go third place. It's a tie between Elton John, James Taylor, and Van Morrison.
So that's a top five then.
Okay. Number two is going to shock you, but it won't shock Dom, Jim Croce.
Oh, great. I'll have to say I love you in a song too Jay.
Yeah, and the Beatles is number one, so that doesn't surprise anyone. Your turn, Dom, and then we'll leave Neil the last word.
Yeah, Beatles number one for sure. There'll never be another Beatles. I've got to put the Eagles at number two, and at number three, Frank Sinatra.
Oh, wow.
Legend. In third position, because I'm going to follow Jason, I'm going to do The Clash, Madness, Blur, Pulp. You listed like 10 bands, Arctic Monkeys. No, third place, I'm going to have The Kinks. Number one is my favourite band, but I still think The Kinks were the greatest lyricists of the 60s. Number two is Oasis, because it's the band of my generation. And number one, without a shadow of a doubt, it's not even a contest. It's the four mop tops from Liverpool, the Beatles.
Yeah, well done, mate. Wow. You've chosen both.
Well, it's been fun. Thank you to Dom Ronaldo. Thank you, Neil Humphreys. Thanks very much to Zach Anderson, who joined us earlier on.
And good luck, Jason, mate.
All the best to you, mate.
All the best.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.